Happy New Year. I like the video because it ties together our Advent videos, the glory of Christmas. You might recognize the granddad as the guy who played the shepherd. And then as I was telling my wife about the video and how the calendar on the refrigerator said December 2036, and I was talking about the granddaughter coming in, she said, well, that must be the daughter of the lady who played Mary in The Glory of Christmas. She had that baby right after the Christmas Eve pageant. Never, ever hit me. But I'm glad we get to connect the two with this video. Because in The Glory of Christmas videos, as I think about those characters, that ragtag bunch of people, and the way they tried to put together the story of the most glorious thing, gift, ever, they kind of looked like 2020, didn't they? But the more you got to know them, the more you understood their story and what was going on in their lives, you came to realize that they are a lot like us. They're a lot like Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, and even the wise men. They were there to see something new. And today, on this first Sunday of 2021, we too are here to see something new and different. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your Holy Spirit, illumine your scripture, that our minds may be open to receive your word, our hearts taught to love it, and our will strengthened to obey it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My scripture today comes from Joshua, the 24th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. These are special verses to me because these are my two favorite verses in the Bible. I love these. And it's interesting that even as you enter the sanctuary here at Kingswood, these verses appear above the double doors. And so now I read them. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Choices. We have choices every day. Sometimes we have to make so many choices during the day that we just don't want to make any more choices. June and I, my wife and I, find ourselves in that place. We are so tired of eating the same things that we've been eating for months that we have a hard time deciding what we're going to eat. But needless to say, I find plenty to eat. But we have to make choices. Somewhere over the last year, we made choices. Some of us, in the midst of this pandemic, we decided that we were going to do things differently. We wanted to maybe do them on our own, do what we wanted to do. And some of us turned to social media, to Facebook, thinking that as we watched Facebook and read Facebook and watched what our friends posted, we would bring a lift to our life. We might come out of this depression. We wouldn't feel so isolated. We wouldn't get angry anymore. We wouldn't have the tension and the stress in our lives. And then what we have found after you watch and look in our own Facebook for 4 or 5 hours in a day, it didn't work. We're more stressed out than ever. We are so tired of posts on Facebook, the drama of the political process, the election and all the hatred in that. Some of us even turned to Netflix. We turned to Netflix and we've been binge watching. Some of us even turned to the Hallmark Channel and have been watching Christmas shows since July. We all turned to different things. Some of us who binge watched in Netflix, about the only thing redeeming of the unredeemable things we've been watching is that we can say, or some of the women might say, well, at least I'm not married to Heisenberg. You see, today we need to make a choice to choose. Choose. Because, you see, if we don't choose to do something different, to act different, to live different, to behave different. 2021 is going to be just like 2020. Just to let you know, 2021 started exactly like the end of 2020. You see, on January the 1st, in DeKalb County, 547 persons tested positive for COVID-19. It was worse than the day before. So unless we choose to do something different, it's going to be the same. We're going to be the same. The world's going to be the same. There are three things that I think we need to do. I would say that at least we do one, maybe two. But if we're going to be who God calls us to be, we're going to need to covenant together to do all three. For those of us who are down, depressed, downhearted, isolated, or tired of being tired, maybe today is the day that you will want to come to Jesus. Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Some of us need to come to Jesus. We've tried to do it on our own. We tried to do the things that we are incapable of doing all by ourselves. And in the isolation, we're just struggling to keep our head above water, and it's not working. So I want to ask to come to Jesus. Jesus is one who loves us so much that he gave his life for us. He's one who is gentle and humble in heart, and he will give you rest. Rest in the arms of a loving God who wants you to comfort you, who will never leave you or betray you or leave you as orphan. It will help. It will be the thing. But just because we come to Jesus, it doesn't mean that all our troubles will go away. For Jesus said in John 16, 33, that you will have troubles, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world, and he wants you to come to him. For us to be who all God has created us to be, we must come to him. But once we've come to Jesus, the next thing we need to do is to follow Jesus. In Matthew, we read of how Jesus was walking along the seashore, and he comes upon Andrew and Peter, and they're casting nets out into the lake. And Jesus says, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." And they immediately dropped their nets and followed Jesus. And going a little further, they came upon James and John, sons of Zebedee. They were mending their nets with their father in their boat. And Jesus said, "Follow me." And they left their nets, they left their boats, they left their father and followed Jesus. In that moment of following Jesus, the kingdom of God broke into their lives and they experienced something they had never experienced before. Following Jesus. Following Jesus is not easy. For Jesus told his disciples, "If you want to be my disciples, you must deny yourself and follow me. Take up thy cross and follow me." Most of us will say and do say, "Lord, I'll follow you as long as you're going in the same direction as I'm going. But somewhere along the way, if you're going a direction I don't want to go, you're probably going to look back and you're going to see that I'm not following anymore." We have a tendency to do that. Those of us who've been raised in a church and we feel like we know all that we need to know about Jesus. We've experienced the high of being on the mountaintop. We know what that's like. And we claim that moment we had that back years and years ago at the camp or at that retreat or whenever it was. And we felt that closeness. And we don't need to change any more than we changed that day. But following Christ is more than that. It means that we are changing every single day into more and more like Jesus. The sanctification process of becoming more and more like Christ, becoming less selfish and more selfless. It means following Christ, being a part of the means of grace, of prayer and Bible study, holding one another accountable, following Christ, wherever Christ tells us to go. There is a connection between coming to Christ and following Christ, because there's more to it than just following, reading the Bible. It also means that we come and our actions and our attitudes become more and more like Christ as well. Right before Jesus' ascension in Matthew 28, we read where Jesus says, "Go. Go to Judea. Go to Jerusalem, Judea, and parts beyond, to all the world, making disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." Go. That's what Jesus is calling us to do, not only to come and to follow, but to go. You see, so many times in my life, and I hear it, and I see it, and I wonder. Somebody might post something on Facebook about something they're dealing with or someone in their family who's sick, and you'll see replies, "I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you." Me being the cynic that I am, sometimes I wonder who is just saying it and who's actually praying. Just because we tell somebody we're praying for them and we never pray doesn't mean that we're praying for them. Just because we say something and we don't do something really means we're not doing it. There was this story, a conundrum in ways, there of the man who was out in a rowboat in the middle of a large lake. It was dark. There was no light anywhere. You couldn't see the shore. And the question is, does the man row or pray? Which does he do? And the answer is, he does both. You pray and row. You pray and you seek God and you follow him, but you also go with him where he goes. That's what we're called to do. Several weeks ago, we were having a Zoom meeting. It was just before the meeting started, and we were just having casual conversation about before the meeting, and one of those there made the comment that they were watching The West Wing. And I said, "Well, I'm watching The West Wing." And then somebody else said, "Well, I'm watching The West Wing." And somebody else said, "Well, I'm watching The West Wing." There were four of us in that meeting who were at different places of watching The West Wing on Netflix. And it was interesting that that was going on. But in one of those early episodes of West Wing, Josh Lyman, who is the assistant chief of staff for the president, had been shot. He had healed. Physically, he was back at work, but he was dealing with PTSD, and he wasn't doing very well. Nothing was going his way, and he didn't know how to fix it. He didn't know how to fix himself, and he was getting more and more angry to the point where he hurts himself. Well, those around him recognized that and got him to see a psychiatrist. Well, on that night when he saw the psychiatrist, and he was leaving the White House, he passes by Leo, his boss, the chief of staff. They have some light conversation. And then Leo says to Josh, "There was a man walking down the street, and he fell in a deep hole. The hole was deep, and the walls were steep, and he couldn't get out. In just a few minutes, a doctor walks by, and the man yells out, 'Doc, how about help me out? I need some help to get out.' And the doctor writes a prescription and throws it down in the hole and walks away. A few minutes later, a priest walks by. The man in the hole says, 'Father, can you help me?' The priest writes out a prayer and throws it down in the hole and walks away. In a few moments, a friend walks by. The man in the bottom of the hole says, 'Hey, Joe, I'm stuck down in the hole. Can you help me out?' Joe jumps down in the hole. The man said, 'What are you doing? Are you stupid? Now we're both in the bottom of the hole and we can't get out.' And Joe says, 'I've been in this hole before and I know the way out, and I'm going to help you out of the hole.'" That's what going with Jesus is all about. Helping people who are in the holes that we've been in our own lives, out of those holes, so that they can come to Jesus. So they can know the love and grace and mercy of Jesus. They can understand that amazing grace. They can understand that great love of that, of justifying grace, of coming into relationship, and also helping people follow Christ and helping them also go. We as Kingswood Church, our vision is that we will be a loving community where the lost are found, disciples are made for the transformation of the world. I believe that if we are truly going to be that, those people who do that, we need to covenant together to be a people who choose to come to Jesus, to follow Jesus, and go with Jesus. And then one day, we will be saying in front of the Lord, and we'll be saying to Jesus, Lord, when did I see you hungry and give you something to eat? When did I see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did I see you as a stranger and welcome you? When did I see you in prison and visit you? And the Lord will tell all of us, when you did it unto the least of these, you did it unto me. You did it when you chose that day to come, to follow, and to go. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.